Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to begin a new series of studies, which we are going to entitle The Power of Prayer. And the lesson which we wish to consider today is in the form of a question: what is prayer? And we will seek to answer that on the broadcast today. Now today we wish to define prayer at the beginning of the broadcast. Prayer is the outreaching of the soul to God to establish communication. Prayer is a form of communication, but it's more than that. It's more than just simply asking God for our needs or for the needs of others. It is fellowship with God, and God greatly desires our prayers. He encourages us so many times in the Word of God to pray, and that He's on the other end of the line listening for our prayers. And He wants to prove Himself to us by answering our prayers. Now, on the broadcast today, we want to consider this first study. Prayer takes the form of coming to God for what He can do, and then coming to God for what He has done, and then coming to God for what He is. Now, we wish to consider all three of these in the matter of prayer, and they are all indeed involved. All right, now, first we said it's an outreaching of the soul to God to establish communication. It's a thirst for God. The psalmist in Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2, a psalm addressed to the sons of Korah, and the psalm starts, "As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" And then in Psalm 63, verse 1, we have a similar thought expressed, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." You see, the psalmist in his prayer is seeking fellowship with God. And we made that statement. It is more than simply asking for our needs. It's a fellowship with God. And then he writes again in Psalm 28 and verse 1, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." You see, God speaks to us through his word. We speak to God through the medium of prayer, and thus the fellowship is complete. Now we want to consider a very wonderful verse that outlines the different forms of prayer in Paul's epistle to Timothy, 1st epistle, chapter 2 and verse 1. And there we read, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Now, in this wonderful verse, we have four kinds of prayer. Listen as I read it again. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, and they are made in regard to our own needs. Prayers, they are made in regard to the needs of others. Intercessions are made in regard to those who are not on praying ground. We intercede for them because they cannot intercede for themselves. They have no connection with the Lord. They've not believed Him. They're not His own children. They have never really realized in their own hearts that Christ died for them on the cross of Calvary. They never realized that He took care of the problem of sin by assuming the responsibility for our sins on that cross and dying for them. Or perhaps, on the other hand, they have felt no need of that salvation. Anyway, the contact is not made with God. They're not on praying ground. Now, it's your privilege and mine to intercede for these people, and people, perhaps Christian people for that matter, who are too ill to pray. We can intercede for them. We can pray for them in their stead. And then last of all, there are the thanks that are delivered up to God in answer to the prayers that He has been pleased to answer, those in His will. Now let's think of these Give them a little more time, if you please. Supplications are for our own particular needs. The Lord Jesus, or rather, God the Father, in the 50th Psalm, verse 15, encourages us in the words of the psalmist, "Call upon me," the Lord is speaking, "call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Just call upon me in your times of need. Now that's done with supplication. That is a selfish prayer, and we have a right to be selfish. We have our own needs, and God wants us to bring those needs to him. And then he meets our needs, and it'll bring glory to God. It'll bring glory to God, and it'll bring confidence to you and to me. God is listening. He's interested in my prayers. And as we said before, there are so many times in the Bible where you and I are encouraged to pray. God wants to prove himself to us. He wants to show us, indeed, that he is the omnipotent God and the omniscient God that hears our prayers and can do something about them. Now, let's think now in regard to our prayers. First of all, there were supplications, and then there were prayers. Prayers for others. We need to pray for other people. The Apostle Paul wanted prayer. He asked prayer for himself. In his epistle to the Romans, chapter 15 and verse 30, Paul writes to the Romans, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of Christ," or the love of the Spirit, rather, "that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." Paul wanted the prayers of these Romans. Romans, if you please, praying for the great Apostle Paul. Yes, Paul says, "I want your prayers." And in the second epistle to the Corinthians, Paul commended them for being helping together with him by prayer. He wanted their prayers. We ought to pray for those who have a place of voicing, a place of testifying for God, even in our day and age. Pray for the preachers. Pray for the radio stations. Pray for those that expound the Word of God. They need your prayers. I need your prayers. And I just trust that you will be praying for me. We can pray for others. I think of that verse of Scripture in Colossians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul writes in verse 12, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." Epaphras was with Paul in Rome. Paul was now a prisoner when he wrote the Colossian epistle. And he says, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you." He's sending your greetings. "And always laboring fervently for you in prayers." He thought of those saints back there in Colossae, and they were dear to him, and he wanted them to go on for God. And so he prayed for them most earnestly. He labored fervently in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. What a privilege to pray for others. And then there is the matter of intercession, as we've already mentioned, for those who cannot or will not pray for themselves. All men should be included in this. That is a part of the scripture to Timothy. The giving of thanks be made for all men, and the prayers should be made for all men too. We need to pray for the dear unsaved. They do not realize the eternity to which they're hastening. They need our prayers desperately. Do you pray for the unsaved people? Do you pray for those who might not yet know our Lord Jesus Christ, and you want them to know him, lest they suffer in an eternal hell? Oh, certainly this should touch our hearts, to pray for the unredeemed, to intercede, prayers and intercessions. And we can make them. They're a form of our prayers. Now we come to God for what he has done, and this is in the form of praise. Praise and worship are both a form of prayer. Praise and praise, we praise God for what he has done. In worship, we praise God for what he is. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, by him, and he means Christ, of course, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Now, he's writing to Hebrew peoples who originally, perhaps, were offering in the temple. But now they've got something better than the temple. They've got a heavenly temple and a heavenly high priest, the Lord Jesus. And the apostle writes that Christ, by him, therefore, let us offer up sacrifice of praise to God. We praise him for what he has done. Now, that's called a sacrifice. God wants it. He wants us to bring our praises to him for what he has done. And then he says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. This is the sacrifice of the pocketbook. Now, does God need our money? No. But he wants us to have indeed a reward in the eternity to come. He wants us to credit to our heavenly bank account money. And it's a privilege to give to him. Now, that is a sacrifice, too. But let's think about the subject of worship, if you please. Now, in the 150th Psalm, that last psalm of the whole book of Psalms, it just seems to climax the whole with worship of God. So many times, the psalmist sings his praises to God. He worships God for what he has done and what he is. In the 150th Psalm, we read, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him for where he is, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for what he can do, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him for what he's done, but last of all, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him for what he is. Now, praise and worship is intermingled. We worship God for what he is, and it's nice to tell him once in a while how much you appreciate him for what he is, our Savior, our Redeemer, and then there's God the Father and God the Holy Spirit that serves our purposes in teaching us and transmitting our prayers to God. Praise God for what he is. Are you proud of him? I'm proud of God. That sounds patronizing, doesn't it? But I really mean it. I'm so glad for the God that we know, for the God that loved us, yea, for the God that gave his Son for us. Our Father, today, we thank you for what you are and for what you have done for us, and we pray that we may show ourselves, in a manner at least, worthy of thy grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.